Sorry.
Yeah, I know.
We're I put a no on Walking Dead. Not every show we have
but
to talk about Walking Dead.
No. Legitimately the best thing I played this week.
That's okay, but there's going to be, we're going to skip it.
He goes, no.
No.
Like a bad dog.
We talk about it every show.
The new
show.
One comes out next week.
Welcome to Play This Podcast. I'm Carl Sodell, your host, with my co-host, Mr. Jason Cross.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm
what are you
great.
Drinking?
Coffee.
Oh, okay.
Out of my Troy Nabed cup.
It's a fancy cup.
Troy Nabed in the morning.
Oh, there's no singing on this podcast.
They always sing that.
Okay. With us as guest usual, Alex Waro, DJ A-Dubs.
You guys are adorable.
Oh, are we?
Hey.
Should we have our own show? Wait, we do.
We do. This is it. We have a super special guest this week.
We do, but we got to ask Alex what he's been playing.
Yeah.
What's the thing you've been playing first?
Best thing I played this week?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Probably The Walking Dead.
Oh, see, you said not to say it, and he said
it's all right, every week, but we're not going to talk about it, because we talk about it every week.
That's fair.
But wait, you mean the game?
The game.
Okay. Right. Episode 4.
Episode 4?
Yeah. It's up. Veronica Belmont's here. Hey.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. You are from the internets. People who might not know you,
yes.
You've been on the internet.
Right. We were going to say from Revision 3.
Oh, internet's Revision 3.
But it's not just that. It's like every...
A plethora.
So many things.
Give us the quick rundown, the plug of the many things you have.
So on Revision 3, I'm still doing Texilla, which I've been doing for the past 5 years now.
Yeah.
We've been doing that show for a while.
Yeah.
So that's still
now
going
I feel
great.
Old.
Old.
I know.
We're so old. And I just started a new show over there called Factor Fictional.
Yeah, I was going to pimp that.
Oh, thank you.
It seems cool. Yeah, you're like.
Should we pimp that now or pimp it later?
We can pimp it right now if you want.
Okay. We just did.
Well, yeah, we are currently pimping it.
Whoa, let's go.
Let's continue
pimping.
To pimp.
Well, what is it?
Yeah,
it's Big Pimpin' Spendin' Cheese.
Why don't you tell us what it is?
So it's a show where we look at the technology and science from your favorite TV shows, movies, video games, comic books, all that good stuff, and kind of dissect the science and tech behind it to see if it's actually something that could be possible, if it's something we can really have in real life.
Yeah.
So like, I'm wearing my dinosaur shirt today because we were at UC Berkeley talking to a paleontologist to find out if Jurassic Park could be real.
Oh, can I give the spoiler? Is it real? Can it be real?
No.
No, it's not.
No. Not the way they did it.
Definitely not the way they did it.
Not with Jeff Goldblum. Right? Is it Jeff Goldblum?
Yeah. Yes.
So that's a cool show. And also, you do Sword and Laser, which I love.
Oh, thank
you.
Yeah. Yep. Sword and Laser is great. We did an audio show for that for years also. And we just recently, back in April, started doing the video show over at Geek & Sundry.
Yeah. So how did you, I was going to ask you, how did you meet Felicia Day? How did you get that contact happen?
Oh, a long time. Well, I blogged about the Guild back when it first
came
out. And I talked about it on Buzz Out Loud a lot, the show I did over at CNET. And she actually emailed me to thank me for blogging about it. And we just became friends. And
nice.
Yeah, so we've known each other for years now. We've hung out a bunch and done some cool projects together. So
that channel's great.
It's so much fun.
Yeah,
There's so many great shows. Like, I love watching all the shows.
That's
on that
Tabletop, right? Tabletop's on there.
Yeah, we got Tabletop, written by a kid. We've got Patrick Rothfuss, who's one of my favorite fantasy authors. He does a show where he brings on authors to talk about writing.
Super cool.
And so yeah, it's a real geek's geek channel. It's awesome.
That's Geek & Sundry, people. If you haven't been there, go there on YouTube. It's awesome. It's a lot of programming.
YouTube channel. It's one of the few channels I can subscribe to, and like almost everything that's on the entire channel is good.
Yeah.
There's a lot of channels where it's like you'll subscribe, but really there's only like one show.
Yeah, and
or
you can't,
one
yeah.
thing, and then the rest of them are like, that's not for me.
But
yeah. I'm a nerd
every week
that I like all
pays
things.
Off.
Yeah.
So what's the best thing you played this week?
Oh, Letterpress.
Oh, okay.
Letterpress.
Everyone's talking about Letterpress.
Everybody's talking about the Letterpress. We talked about it last week, and I'm playing it. I played Jason, and I lost twice or once. Once or twice.
Once. Yeah. We only played once, I think.
Let me tell you something.
Okay.
All right. It seems like every time I play Letterpress, I set up a word and then the other person does the longer version of it.
So just do the longer
example.
Version.
You got to look for the longer version.
I know.
First.
I did Dragon. He did Snapdragon. I was like, good golly.
Or like Dragoned. Or Dragoning.
Does Dragoning work?
The Dragon.
But I've noticed they do stupid stuff. Like you can't play April. Like months, apparently, you can't play.
Wait, what?
I tried to play the word April and I looked at it like 50 million times to make sure I was spelling it right. Because I was like, am I doing something stupid here and misspelling the month of April? No. It just wasn't in the dictionary.
So looking at the words they accept, I think it's going off a Scrabble dictionary. And is that Scrabble rules?
You can't use proper nouns, right?
But right.
Is that a proper?
Is it?
I guess
it is. Does it count?
Quickly, journalist, is that a proper noun?
I know.
It is,
let me my AP book.
It is, but I guess like Scrabble rules, that doesn't count. I think it goes off. I should add.
They should add Urban Dictionary. They should have Urban Dictionary.
No,
yes.
I would do better.
Yes, I would do so much better.
They should add dictionary options. Like you could start a game with this dictionary.
And buy packs.
Right, yeah.
99-cent Urban Dictionary pack.
I got it. All right, so we have a connection to the guy who developed this.
Oh.
The guys who.
When's the first time we're talking about it? Last week we talked about
it. One of Jason's friends. One of Jason Snell's friends.
One of my friends, but I'm just going to use my name in the third person.
Yeah.
Weird.
Like
can
Elmo.
You just do that the rest of the show now?
Do the Elmo
Jason wants to start the show
Jason
now.
Yeah.
Can Jason start the show?
He knows the guy who developed it and was using it before we played, and it didn't stop me from beating him.
I'm so bad.
But I can... Yeah.
It makes me feel like a big, stupid dummy.
I know.
Are we going to talk more about this in the show?
Maybe.
We are. We already are.
Let's just assume.
We're doing it now.
Okay. We should get that guy on, but don't tell him I hate his game.
That's the first thing you have to say. It's like Tourette's. You're like, so how's it going? I hate your game. What else is on the show, by the way, Jason Cross?
So we already knocked that one out, basically.
Yeah, just out of the park.
I could talk about it a lot more because I'm really angry at it, too.
I just feel dumb.
It makes me feel really stupid.
Yeah.
My husband is amazing. He's so good.
Yeah, my girlfriend's really good, too.
Oh, my God.
We played three games around the fourth. I'm like, okay, one more game.
I've beaten him
more game.
I have not talked my girlfriend into playing it yet. And it's good because she would whip me and it'd be bad.
Yeah.
So you don't want to lose.
She's really good.
No, I'm with him.
I want her to play because then something we can always do, but no. Anyways,
what else is on the show?
I got a quick tip about Tweak TV I'm going to give you guys. And I started playing this game called Rocksmith, which came out like a year ago.
Yeah. Oh, with the real guitar?
With the real guitar.
Yeah, yeah.
Teach you to play guitar. I remember that one. I saw that at GDC years ago.
Like not this
like
past year, but the year before.
Years.
Yeah.
It came out last year and it got some update and I'll talk about that later. And Saturday Morning RPG, which is a game, right? And I don't know what Blood and Chrome is. It sounds
it's a web series for BSG.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nerds in the house.
Not a new web browser. Okay.
No. That'd be like the gory Chrome.
It's like
Chrome
the GWAR browser.
Ooh, GWAR browser would be a lot of things we can't even say in this podcast.
Yeah. That'd be awesome. Okay. Now I have to have that.
We're not talking about that.
I don't know what Upgrade Soul is either.
It's an interactive comic that is amazing.
Okay.
And I'll tell you about it.
Right.
Later.
And a Nirvana documentary, sort of?
It's a book. Yeah, it's a book about the grunge in 1989.
Yeah. And Infinite Jukebox, which is a really neat site that lets you listen to music.
I think that is neat.
Yeah. And we're not going to talk about The Walking Dead because it's almost over.
Right,
and
let me just say.
When it's over, we'll just do a whole show. We'll get Gary on here and we'll have a whole show.
Yeah. If you haven't played 4 yet, don't play 4 until you have 5 ready to go.
I don't even want to play because I'm just too upset. Because I know horrible things happen. I don't know what happens,
I just know
that it's really gut wrenching.
If they kill off Clementine, I'm going to mess up Gary with it so bad.
Yeah. I know where he lives. Yes. We can find him.
I don't want to talk about Walking Dead, but now I've been primed. Mm-hmm. So you've read the comics?
I have not read the comics.
Okay.
Are you all
caught up with this season?
Yes.
Okay. I'm trying to get these guys to. Have you started back up or?
But I do know what happens in episode 100 of the book.
Oh, okay.
I do know what
happens. Okay.
But I have, want to die.
Yeah, I know.
I have to watch more season 2 before I can get to season 3.
Yes, yes.
So that's
but
my
the
problem.
End of season 2 is really good. Anyways, tell them they should do it.
You have to watch it. Why are you not watching it?
I'm waiting until there's no TV in the spring, and then we'll just catch up on all of it.
I do that with a lot of shows, but this is worth waiting for every
freaking
week. I love it.
Great. All right.
Yeah.
What should we talk about first after Walking Dead now?
Now that we're talking about Walking Dead.
Nice job of talking about it.
Literally the beginning of this podcast was Jason Cross saying, Alex
No
Walking Dead.
I know. I have big capital letters in the show notes, and now look what we've done.
Okay. Moving on.
What's next?
So there's this cool James Bond thing that I didn't get a chance to watch it, but it sounds really cool.
It's an hour long.
It's an hour and a half long.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's a lot of James Bond movies. So tell us what this is all about. I want to hear
it. Okay, so I don't know exactly where it came from. If you go to YouTube, you can look up this channel just called James Bond. It has one video on its playlist, and it is 22 of the James Bond films produced by Eon, I think, and they are all stitched together. From one to the other.
In order,
seamlessly.
Right? In order, right? Yeah.
And not just in order, but like the first 5 minutes of the first Eon James Bond film, which I watched it like 2 days ago. I don't remember what it is, but it's one of the early ones. And then the second 5 minutes of the second James Bond film, and then the third 5 minutes of the third James Bond film, so on and so forth. And what happens is that you watch, not only is it cool to watch like Bond evolve and like all the different characters pop in and out and the different like styles as they evolve, but you can see that as this film is stitched together, it kind of works. Like, so there is a formula to a Bond movie, and it totally works even if you just watch all of them at once.
Is it like chase scene? Does it always open with some kind of...
Well, it sort of opens with like an action scene, like some kind of double cross, and then a lot of talking and some romancing, and then some like some chases and stuff, and then you go back around, and then there's always like the girl gets kidnapped, and then there's always like a weird iconic villain, like Jaws pops in at one point, and who's the girl from Goldeneye who choked the dude with her legs?
Ivana,
I don't know, but she
a lot.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, but it probably is.
Yeah, there's like Jaws and Odd Job, and then like that closes out with the crazy villain dying, and then the real villain pops up, and the real villain gets defeated, and James flies off with the girl at the end. It's great.
Has anybody seen Skyfall yet?
Yes,
I'm excited to see it. I haven't seen it.
It was great. I really enjoyed it, and I mean, a lot of people on my Twitter feed said that they didn't like it, and I was trying to figure out why. They didn't like it because I thought it was just a super fun Bond movie.
Yeah. Hmm.
And I had just gone back and watched Quantum of Solace, and that's a great
film. You know what? I don't think there's been a Bond movie in 15 years that a bunch of people didn't complain about after it came out. That's just the way the Bond movies are. Everyone's got a problem with whatever the latest one is.
Yeah.
Years later, they go, remember how great that was?
No, man. Casino Royale, when it came out, everyone was down on it before it came out because, new Bond is going to be going back to its roots. That's dumb. Yeah. And then it came out, and everyone on my Twitter feed and Facebook and friends I knew was like, this movie's amazing.
Let me tell you one thing. Daniel Craig, right?
Oh,
he's a good Bond.
Unbelievable. And
he's
also,
so good.
He got an award last night. Randomly, I was watching like the British Awards for something, sort of British. And he got an award, and he's so, like, just awesome. He's just an awesome dude.
I'm so friends with him.
Yeah,
so
I do, too.
Weirdly cool.
Wasn't he in the Dragon Tattoo remake?
He's so weirdly cool.
Yeah.
That's the guy in the Dragon Tattoo remake, right?
Yeah. I didn't watch the remake.
The American version.
The Americanized version.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's good, by the way. All right.
Is it? Because I get too scared to watch it, because I read the books, and I'm too nervous that the scenes that I know are scary.
David Fincher, and then Trent Reznor.
In an American movie.
No, there's some pretty graphic stuff in that movie.
The brutalization scenes and stuff.
Yeah,
like
that was a nice way to say it.
But you know they're not going to...
I didn't want to say rape.
I know. Okay. And now we have
But you know they're not going to... You know they're only going to go... Like in an American movie, you know, for theaters and stuff, you know they're only going to go so
no,
far.
No, they go all
they
the
go
way.
There. It's David Fincher.
What's next?
I wanted... Let me do my quick tip about Tweak TV.
Tell us the tip.
While we're talking about...
Do you have a sound effect for the quick tip?
I do not have a let's do it quick tip.
Just
sound
do that. Dun, 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 dun. Jason's quick tip.
Nice.
It worked.
That should be a segment. I was messing with my TV, updating the firmware and stuff, which you can do now on TVs. And then it resets all the settings, and I was mad. And there's a site out there called Tweak TV, tweaktv.com. They have all this. It's like a blog. They have all this stuff. But there's a section on there that says Tweak My TV. And it's great because you just put in the model number, the brand and model number of your TV, and it's all the settings that basically, they source it from all the calibrators and stuff out there, people who do professional calibration. Mm-hmm. So it's not really as good as somebody sticking meters on your TV and a real professional calibration, but it's basically from the community of TV service calibrator guys.
Well,
and
why
calibration
would they want that
is a good
to be,
place to start.
They don't
want to
lose their jobs. Why would they tell people that stuff?
I don't know.
I sure it's not the
because it's in their best interest.
Because it's not really as good because like you have different lighting conditions in your home and every TV is a little bit different. And blah, blah, blah. There's a big disclaimer on there about how this is not a substitute for professional calibration, but it's pretty good.
It's pretty close.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, calibration's important. I didn't understand it until Robert Herron. What are you talking about? He's like, I'll fix your TV for you. I'm like, whoa, it's different.
Yeah.
Robert Herron is great to talk to about a lot of different things.
Yeah.
Like he fixed my calendar wasn't syncing right with my Exchange server.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, oh, you just have to set it in google.com/sync. And I was like, brr. If you have a question about guns, talk to Robert Herron. If you have questions about televisions, talk to Robert Herron.
How are you?
You don't know Robert Herron?
You don't know Robert Herron?
I don't know anybody.
Oh, man. Oh. That's okay. We'll say a movie or we'll say something and he'll be like, what are you talking about? I've never heard of that. He's an old soul, this one. He's an old soul. But anyways, yeah.
We're going to get him out here, too.
Yeah,
we're going to talk about TV.
Yeah, we should have him on the show.
Yep.
What's next?
Anyways.
Oh, this is not, you're not done with Tweak TV.
No, that's it. Just tweaktv.com/tweakmytv and that's... You just put in your TV and plug in the numbers it tells you. It will get you most of the way there. It's really good.
But it's not, it will not replace a person.
No.
Who needs the work. So.
Help the economy.
But you know what?
If
you're not going to pay $200 to get your TV calibrated, this is pretty good.
Jason doesn't like people.
I don't know. It's not cheap to have your TV professionally calibrated.
No.
It's, you know.
So, okay, here's the thing. If you're poor, right? And you really need your TV calibrated.
If you really need your 65-inch,
I know. Wait, you're not 3D. Poor then. It doesn't right? make sense.
What? Television calibrated.
It's not if you're poor. It's if you're cost conscious.
Oh, right.
If you're a conscientious consumer.
Cheap is the word.
Cheap is the word you're looking
Alex
for.
Alex
Swaro. Frugal.
Okay.
Thrifty.
Frugal. Yes.
Spendthrift.
What is Saturday Morning RPG?
Thanks, Jason. Yeah. Nice segue.
Yep. I just jumped right in there.
So this is a RPG video game, old school. It's an RPG.
Never really. Would have guessed.
Yeah. Based on 80s stuff, culture stuff.
What do I play it on?
iOS.
Okay, cool.
Oh.
Okay, Android too.
She's like, when it's down. But basically it has your little character. The RPG's okay, right? It's not the greatest RPG in the world. But you have a Trapper Keeper as your, like, you know, backpack. You open it up and you have, like, scratch and sniff stickers. And okay. they do, like, bonuses, like, you know, plus five with a health or whatever. Hmm. And then the things you get, the power-ups, are, like, one of them is a Michael Jackson glove. And, right. like, as you're fighting the enemies, like, the lights go out and you, like, moonwalk backwards and, like, ba-bow!
Okay. Is it...
Do you get that?
Is the writing good?
No. It's a really basic, corny RPG, but they're using so many cool old-school references. You don't care. It's
why do I want to play this RPG instead of just going to that BuzzFeed list of, like, what it was like to be a kid in the 80s and just scrolling through that for 5 minutes?
Man,
well, that's boring.
I've got to stop doing
but that's
these
free.
Lists.
Yeah. It's fun to be in that little world. You know, you're fighting monsters. There's weird little computer in-jokes. There's some funny writing. There's some, you know, stuff like
what
that.
What kind of rewards do you get?
Rewards?
Do you level up?
Oh, yeah, it's RPG.
Okay, that's awesome.
Wait, hold on. This RPG you speak of, do you level up by chance?
What kind of role do you play? Do you have, like, a party or...?
You're a guy. You're just one little kid. Oh, your name's Marty.
All right.
You know? And it's just every single little thing is a reference, you know? And it's pretty great. Like, so check it out. For the 80s nostalgia.
Is it like playing Ready Player One?
Kind of.
As a role-playing game?
Yeah. Oh, one of the power-ups, you can be a Transformer.
Oh, nice.
Turn into, like, Optimus Prime or whatever. So check it out.
Okay.
Yeah. I like it. Alex?
Yeah, I just want to say that as long as we're like pimping games that are just like basically trade on their retro roots and on your sense of nostalgia, Retro City Rampage is a bad game.
It is a bad game, and
it's
I agree with you.
I haven't played it
yet. Oh my goodness,
so
we're
many
agreeing.
People love it.
It's a lot of fun. Like, yeah. It's
wait,
weird. Like,
wait, all right.
All right,
it's a bad game, but it's a lot of fun.
It is a bad game that if you know anything about 80s or especially for me early 90s gaming culture is a lot of fun for the first 15 minutes because it's like it piles on GTA, Metal Gear Solid, like Mario and four or five others that I can't remember. But the actual gameplay is very boring.
I totally agree with you and this is a great segue. The Saturday Morning RPG is better, right? That's a better game than Retro City Rampage, actually, going to say.
Okay. Yeah,
and it's more
right.
basic because it knows what it is and it does it and it adds the 80s culture stuff in there. But this one is schizophrenic. Retro City Rampage is schizophrenic. You're playing one level and it's Metal Gear. Then you play the next level and it's your Marvel. It's just like it doesn't know.
Well, that's the shtick, right? It's like every game, every level is a callback to an old game.
But it just makes it
those
confusing.
Is there anything that ties it together?
I haven't found it yet.
It's a really threadbare story, but it's not good.
Mm. It's like all of a sudden you're in the what is it like a Marty McFly thing, like Back to the Future thing, and then you're in a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle thing. I just don't know where to, you know what I mean? It gets confusing.
The idea is like you're like a GTA hood, but you know you're in a game, so you don't care about anything. You're just like, whatever, I'll just steal this car and kill this old lady. Whatever, who cares? Which is like, it's kind of funny if you were 13 and grew up with GTA 3, but...
Interesting.
I did not grow up with GTA 3.
I did. No, wait a minute.
If you're 13 and you grew up with GTA 3, and I just got really old all of a sudden.
I think we each get older every time we talk to Alex.
I know.
What?
Just on the podcast.
Wait, how old are you?
I'm like 27.
He's 17. He's 17, people. Yeah. We're out of him on the podcast.
I don't trust him anymore.
But I have an old soul. You told me I had an old soul.
He does have an old soul. That's
I'm older
the thing.
Than everybody.
It's weird.
I go crab fishing.
No, it's okay. My producer on Factor Fictional is 24.
Oh, okay.
Makes me want to die.
Yeah.
So.
You are a paradox, though, because you're like, that's what'd you do last weekend? Well, I went fishing, and I didn't watch any television.
Look, I love jazz.
I turned it off.
I love jazz.
And I love jazz music.
I'm not ashamed of it.
And I walk slow. What's wrong with it? And then you're like, these video games these days. Yeah. I don't know. Okay. Let's talk about Blood and Chrome for a second.
Yeah.
Because Battlestar Galactica fan.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Big time.
So how many, you guys all seen it, right? The series?
No. I haven't seen it yet, though.
Well, I've seen the first.
I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it either.
Wait, the full series?
No, I have seen the full series.
Right.
I haven't seen the original. I've even watched Capricorn, which is
so
like,
fine. It's not very good.
Not very good.
Yeah, I skipped Capricorn. All right, I skipped Capricorn, but I saw the whole regular. Okay.
Okay.
I saw the first episode, and it's great. There's just a lot more that I have to get
to. So Blood and Chrome, is it all web-based?
It's a web series. It's getting ready for, I think, another show that's actually going to be on television, correct? That's what I
know there's a new...
It's called Battlestar, I believe.
Is it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Are you sure?
No.
Is it a reboot?
The only one I had heard of was Blood and Chrome, so I could just be totally missing.
When I was looking at the notes, and I probably should have done better notes, but it seemed like it was a precursor to something else that's going to happen, like another a bigger show.
Okay.
But this is on Machinima Prime. Okay, right. So like they're kind of prime lineup of bigger produced shows. I mean, this is a really highly produced show. And it talks about William Adama and his earlier years.
Okay.
You know, going out being a little Viper pilot. And it's interesting. I mean, it's like 12-minute episodes. And any if you're a BSG fan, any backstory you can get is awesome.
You know what I found out that was really interesting? And you probably already know this, but maybe people listening don't. But that Caprica was actually not intended to be a prequel to BSG. It was never intended to actually even be in that universe.
Interesting.
The original writer had pitched it as a kind of like AI style, like in the Matrix kind of sci-fi story.
Hmm.
And sci-fi really wanted another, you know, big series like BSG, so they turned it into a prequel.
Yeah,
that
and
never
I think
works
that
out.
Was maybe the reason. I think as a standalone kind of series, it could have been really cool if they had kept it an original concept. But the tie-in parts was where it got a little bit weak.
Yeah, and so this is definitely supposed to be the beginning of that story.
Okay.
The number one con,
right?
Lens flares over the place, all over. I can't even see the characters.
Like that Star Trek movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
but
more.
That was great.
That was great.
That,
was
no,
so
that movie
though.
That movie was awesome.
It's more.
Way too many lens flares.
More lens flares in Star Trek.
There were a lot of lens flares in Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
Nice. I thought you were going to say Abraham Lincoln, like the new movie coming out. I was like,
no,
really?
not Abraham.
Steven Spielberg Lincoln. Likes lens flares?
It's Lincoln.
I think
Lincoln.
It's Lincoln. Yeah. Yeah. No, Spielberg would not do that.
I know. So anyways, I love it because it's more BSG, and if you're a fan of BSG, mm-hmm. you'll love having more history.
Okay.
And it does seem like, you know, again, it's produced
so
really
how many,
well.
How many episodes have they had?
There's only two.
And how long are they each?
10 or 12 minutes each.
That's
okay, cool.
Yeah.
So I highly recommend them if you're a BSG
That just
fan.
Reminds me of, wasn't on our list, but the Halo 4 did a
Forward Unto Dawn.
Forward Unto Dawn
yeah.
series for that, and each one's 20 minutes? 15 or 20
and
minutes.
And they're pretty good. Mm-hmm.
And there's four or five of them.
Where do you get
and
those?
It's actually pretty good. On the web.
On just the internet?
Halo Waypoint, I think.
If you
just
search Forward Unto Dawn,
okay.
you know, you get.
Go to YouTube.
And it's a series about these cadets at a training academy, and then, you know, the Covenant show up. So it's before Halo 1 time frame, like before that. But it's neat. It's actually, it has no right to be good, and it's good.
Nice.
Like, cause,
you shouldn't be good.
Live action, like video game dramas, are you'd think it's terrible. No, it's not bad.
And now I'm racking my brain to try to prove you wrong, but I can't.
Think about it during
live
the podcast,
action,
and we'll come back to it.
Okay. Oh, if you could think of another good one, that'd be awesome.
Dungeon Siege.
That was pretty good.
Okay.
Wait, what?
The Dungeon Siege movie.
No, I'm...
Felicia's Dragon Age stuff was
there
good.
You go. That's an
there
actual
you go.
Movie.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
That was okay, yeah.
Yeah, it was okay.
Yep. And now the podcast
not,
turning into
I'm
this
I'm not
now.
Down on the
I've
Dragon
never seen
Age.
It, but it looked great.
No, it didn't.
It was like a...
looked terrible.
What, the game?
No, the movie.
The
terrible Dragon
movie.
Age. Hey, not Dragon Age movie. I'm sorry, Dungeon Siege movie.
Dungeon Siege.
Oh.
Let's talk about something else.
U-Ball.
Let's just talk
let's
about dragons.
That.
I know. Wait, I can't talk about dragons, but...
I like
that's a whole other podcast.
Yeah. And welcome to the Dragon Podcasts.
Veronica, you had something on here about WhisperSync.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't know if this really fits into your wheelhouse.
I don't. So
yeah. Throw it in.
Let's find out.
Okay, so I read a lot, obviously, because I do two book club shows at this point. I finally, you know, Kindle and Amazon just launched the WhisperSync stuff where you can be listening to an audiobook, and then if you want to pick up the story on your Kindle later that night, it automatically syncs between the two.
Yeah, that's cool.
And that's like doubling my reading capacity because now I can be listening to, like right now we're doing The Hobbit for our December book pick in time with
of course,
the movie.
Yeah.
And so I can listen to the audiobook while I'm driving and then just get home and keep reading on the Kindle, and it's so good.
Can't you do
it's
both
what I wanted it to
same
do
time,
forever.
Can't you listen
yeah, you
on
can
the
do that
Kindle
too.
And
yeah.
like, you know, the
you
text
could.
Will advance and stuff?
That would be weird.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I don't know. It's kind of neat.
Listen.
Kinda
like reading read it to me. I don't want to use my eyes. I want to only use my ears.
Yeah.
Do you find it weird when you go from one to the other, though? Like,
no.
It doesn't? Okay.
Not really. Yeah. No. I use both of them so interchangeably that it doesn't bother me at all.
Cool. And so how long has that been around, that WhisperSync? Did they just, you said they just
with
turned
the,
it on?
I think it came out, it's launched with the new Kindles.
Okay.
With,
yeah,
with
right.
the Paperwhite.
Yep.
And the new, the new Fire.
I got all set for this because at the time they launched this, they ran some promo where they were giving away basically 20 books. They were all old classic books, but basically giving away the Audible versions too, which all sell for like $12, $17.
Oh, they could be like $30
yeah.
for like a new book.
Like
yeah.
Tale of Two Cities or something like that. They, expensive things. They were giving away 20 of them. So while I did them, I just was going through and clicking and adding them all to my account and downloading, and I haven't even tried them out yet.
Oh, you should. I love audiobooks.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite ways of
There's nothing modern
content.
On there at all. Oh. Like, it was all public domain.
Yes, I'll read
stuff.
The Odyssey.
Yeah,
I guess.
So cool,
that was
like,
one, I think. Yeah.
What you don't get, I mean, it's fun to read The Hobbit, of course, but it's really cool to listen to the audiobook because all the songs that, like, the dwarves sing and the elves sing, like, the dude sings them, and they're all different.
Yeah,
and
I love, like, when they do that in books.
Who came up with the songs? Like, I know Tolkien, like, wrote the songs, but who put the music to them? Like, was there always music to them? Like, did
Weird.
He write music
so.
For
listen,
the songs?
This sounds like a good song.
I wouldn't
just
be surprised if, like, buried in an appendix, like, somewhere.
Oh, probably.
Or, like,
there's so much.
And there's, like, an actual, like, chart music. Sheet music.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. So if you want to go get your read on, you can do it dual ways now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Whisper Synced.
Are they selling many package deals where you buy the book and the auto book for a discount?
Well, if you get, yes. I think that is part of the process. Okay. But I haven't really noticed too many big savings. Like, I got, it tells you, it'll be like, oh, you bought this. You can also get this on Kindle for like $8.
Yeah.
So it helps facilitate the process, but I don't think they're doing, I haven't noticed any.
They're not making it cheaper?
Deals. No.
Yeah. Because that's my problem with, I love audiobooks, but mm-hmm. they're not cheap.
Well, no. If you subscribe, it's like $15 a month.
Yeah, that's the way
to
do it.
And then you get a token and then or a thing.
Yeah.
If you go to audiblepodcast.com/sword.
Ooh, and that was sly.
See, and then
buzz marketing.
Then you can follow along with all the ones that they
that we're reading. Yes. I just advertised on your show. I'm a jerk.
We're fine with it.
I'm sorry.
It was so slick that I have to be fine with it. I was like, I didn't even see it coming.
We're not offering a deal.
I know. Oh, by the way,
someone's got to get a deal.
It's not competing with us.
I was going to mention that. We've had a lot of these podcasts now, and I listen to a lot of podcasts. Usually in the beginning of most podcasts, there's an advertisement right there. Right. I'm just saying we're not doing it right now, people, so you're welcome.
Oh. That's right.
Like, we go right into the show, right into the meat of it.
Totally free.
Let's talk about this comic I'm talking about.
All right, yeah.
Can
I? Yep.
Do you want to touch your comic?
I was actually going to try to show you guys, but I realized that
it's
not anything
really,
for the listeners.
That's not really great for an audio thing.
So I got to say,
you have video in here, kind of.
Yeah, there is. Yeah. That's the thing.
They were looking. They can probably see me looking at my armpits.
They can see
because
your shoulders.
I'm concerned about sweating.
I know. How sweaty am I visibly?
Yeah.
It's so hot in here, you guys.
I know. Well, they'll start seeing that in the video version of this podcast. So this is called Upgrade Soul, and the first chapter is free. It's an interactive comic type thing, graphic novel, whatever. It's from Oopertoon. Opportune, not sure. Mm. And they do this really cool effect, which I'll show you guys later off the podcast. Again, the first chapter is free, so just why not get it? And it's kind of like a 3D effect. So as you're watching the comic, you kind of scroll to go to the next frame. The frames are all different, you know, shapes and sizes. And then as you're holding it, moving your iPad around, it's like different elements move around as you're moving the iPad.
Oh, it's like a parallax thing.
And there's many layers, sometimes like three or four layers.
Oh, that's neat.
And what's interesting, there's one part in it, spoiler for the interactive comic book, but you're like looking from the point of view of one of the characters, and she's like has bandages over her face. And so as you move it around, if you move it like up further, you can kind of see the characters behind the screen.
Hmm.
Like you can see through her bandages because you've changed the light in it. So it's just really interesting how they're getting you to interact with the story. And it's a weird story.
Okay.
It kind of like, it reminds me of like anime. It's like messed up anime.
How many episodes?
There's only one chapter. Chapters, and there's one chapter for free, and the second one you have to buy.
So you don't have any control over the story, right? There's no input.
No. The interactive part is just how you kind of hold it and move the images
Does
around.
Does it give you any indication on what you're supposed to be doing?
Not really. It's just more like how you want to experience it.
Okay.
Which goes in perfect alignment with these developers, these guys, Opportune or whatever they are. Right. They made this other app called Strange Rain, which essentially it just rains, like it rains down on you, and you can actually hold like your iPad above you. And it like looks like you're raining. It's raining on you, and the sound effects are beautiful. And as you touch it, you make different music patterns. It's more of an experimental, just interesting thing.
Okay.
And then the little story happens within that too, as you touch it.
Huh.
So these guys are really like ahead of the time. I tell you, they're interesting and inventive. So
stuff like that is really cool. But then it gets really boring after.
Yeah, you still need story.
Yeah.
You know, you still need a really good thing behind it. So
like
hopefully,
playing Dear Esther.
Oh yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, give it a shot because it's free.
Okay.
And it's called Upgrade Soul.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to poop on you.
No, it's fine.
The first one's free. It's a comic.
The first one's free, but what you said is actually important because I was showing it to my girlfriend in the beginning of it. The writing wasn't very interesting. And I was like, I'm out, you know?
Yeah.
And then as it got into it, I was like, what is this all about? So I think it's going to get good.
Me?
Right. What else we got, Jason?
Let's talk about that infinite jukebox thing.
Oh, okay.
Alex pointed out.
So
it's a jukebox that never ends.
Essentially. Except not really, but kind of. All right, so there's...
Wow. yes, it is. No, it isn't. Yes, it is.
Infinite jukebox is really easy to sum up. Yeah, it'll make any of your songs never end. Pick your favorite song, put it in the jukebox, never ends. But it's kind of weird how it works, and it's not always that great. You really need to pick the right track.
Yeah, so this is a site that's using HTML5 audio stuff and everything. And
yeah.
I would give you the URL, but it's really long.
I was about to say,
it'll be in the show notes.
Check the show notes, yeah.
They have a long list of tracks that people have already uploaded, and mm-hmm. you can upload your own MP3.
Right.
And then some algorithm from some media project finds all the breakpoints, all the loops and breakpoints and phrases.
Yeah.
Oh.
And kind of like makes jumping.
Interconnectedness.
Interconnectedness. Mm-hmm. So that song will play forever and not. And never repeat.
But now it's not even like based on like breakpoints or lyrics or even like discrete sections of song. It's from an MIT hackathon based on music. It's called the Echo Nest Analyzer is what they're using. And they break apart every song you upload into beats, every single beat. And then they will go through and then categorize them. And then they will watch the beats as it's playing. And every time it hits a beat, there's a random chance that it will jump to a very similar beat. So your song will hop around, and you can watch a visualization of where it might go.
Yeah, there's a ring. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's kind of like mesmerizing, but you have to get the right song.
That's what I was just about to say, because I started it, and what was on there, Call Me Maybe. And I had no idea.
Automatically on
there? Yeah, and I was like, oh, great.
So yeah, like
I wanted to listen to that forever.
Gangnam Style's on there, and it works really, really well. I grabbed a couple of examples of stuff that doesn't work as well. So here's some They Might Be Giants.
Been worse.
Yeah. It's not. I mean, you know,
vocal heavy tracks are a bad choice.
Yep. Because they'll jump to the beat that matches with the lyrics are out of phrase and stuff.
Yeah.
Do another one.
I'll do it. I got another one. Beastie Boys Sabotage.
This one does work or doesn't work in your opinion?
It's another one where
Don't tell us if it works. Let's decide.
Yeah.
Come on. Probably not good. Oh, then it's back. It was that beginning.
Oh, that changed.
It never goes back.
So some things don't fit, you know? Yeah. There's the part in that song where
it makes the verses not rhyme anymore, mostly.
Rapping does not work.
Rapping doesn't work.
But because it matches the beats, like much like that James Bond thing, like they integrate the edges so seamlessly that you don't really notice. Like if you're not listening to the tracks, that there's no jarring cut. It's just like it just keeps going.
You turn the sound all the way down. You don't even know. No, it's... So, like, I was doing this Sabotage one, and there's that part where they just start screaming, and it looped back on that about 3 times, so they were just screaming for 5 minutes constantly.
That's
it was pretty
terrible.
Funny. Yeah. So that kind of thing could happen.
Hey, you know what? Interesting. Just like the comic, interactive comic, an interesting thing. Yeah. We're just trying to bring you interesting things.
I listened to a couple others, and I swear the song went for a good 10 minutes and never really sounded like something was out.
Yeah.
Step or
like anything by M83, Civilization.
Oh, M83 is so good.
Yeah.
I know. Now I want to listen to it. Yeah. Can we listen to M83 for the rest of the podcast?
Yeah. Sure.
Well, you can listen to
can
it
we?
Do
we?
Forever all day.
If you just want to.
Jukebox.
Oh, yeah. Hey, last thing I was going to mention is that Nirvana thingy.
Yeah.
What is that?
Have you heard of Nirvana? It's a band.
Nirvana.
I think it's pronounced Nirvana.
I think it's Nirvana.
Nirvana.
One of my favorite bands of all time. And there's a new ebook out, Experiencing Nirvana, Grunge in Europe, 1989.
And I bet Courtney Love is pissed off about it.
I know, and she's trying to get a percentage of it. And I think she finally gave up. She's just so crazy that she's can't deal with it. Anyways, it's really interesting because it's got maps, like when it's about their trip to Europe. So they're big kind of formative years of becoming a band. 1988 is probably pretty much when they broke. And so to see them in 89 with Tad and a bunch of people over there in Europe, and there's really great pictures in there and a map so you can see, you know, where they were when the pictures kind of correspond. And it's just a real cool, like, you know, mini documentary or autobiography kind of thing.
Where can I get this?
This is on the internet, on the iTunes store.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry, the iBooks. It's iBooks.
Yeah, there's an iBook version. I don't know if it's on Google Play and other things as well.
I don't think it is
yet.
I
didn't see it.
Yeah, yeah. I got it through iBooks. So. Yeah.
That's kind of neat.
Check it out if you like Nirvana.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Speaking of rock musics.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Segue.
I've been playing this game called Rocksmith. Mm-hmm. It's not really a game. They call it a game. It's because they want you to play it, but it's a terrible game.
It's a guitar. You're learning to play guitar.
So, yeah, it's... Ubisoft came out with this last year, last summer.
I feel like it was
fall?
A couple years ago, yeah. But okay, yeah,
maybe. No, yes. No. I thought it was. Last year. I got
was it
for
always
Christmas.
Ubisoft, or was it like a? I thought it was like a third party.
It was a third party thing, and Ubisoft published it.
Okay, they published it.
And I got it for Christmas last year when it was fairly new. Anyways, it just came out on PC. By the way, They finally just came out with a PC version. You still have to buy the thing that lets you plug your guitar into your USB port. It comes with a guitar cable that you plug into any electric guitar, literally any electric guitar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And a USB on the other end, you plug that in your Xbox or PS3 and you play this game. And it's kind of like a Guitar Hero game, sort of, like notes come down this thing, but you're playing on your real guitar and it's teaching you real parts to real songs.
Yeah, so something actually worth something versus...
A real skill.
Yeah. Now,
an actual
Guitar
skill.
Hero
and
skill.
And I'm one of those people who I've been on and off with the guitar for like... Yeah, 20 years. I'll get into it for a little bit, and then I'll leave it alone for a couple of years.
It hurts my fingers.
I'll never get anywhere, because just when I'm starting to get somewhere, something else will distract me, and I'll stop paying attention. So I was picking it up, and I'm incredibly rusty and everything, but it's a real... You can really learn something. You can get real skills out of this. It's not going to teach you how to read musical notation or anything. It's kind of more like tablature.
Mm-hmm. A lot of that stuff is just doing it, though. I mean, like, I play guitar, and like, it's just doing it over and over again, you know, learning the chords, and then just playing a bunch of times.
So what's good about this is that it makes that kind of fun, in a way, because you're progressing to the next, you know, venue. It's like Rock Band and all those things. You get to the next venue and stuff, except it's not nearly as slick as Rock Band's metagame. But it has a lot of really great tools for learning songs ever since they patched it. Like, you can go to the song list, get this whole list of songs, pick the song you want to practice, play it at slower speeds, all that stuff. They have a riff thing where you can take chunks of the song, like the before the chorus and this thing, and it'll play those over and over, and you can do those in different learning modes. There's like three or four learning modes where you can do something where... you play it through once, and it'll set a speed based on how much you messed up. And you have to play it correctly at that speed, and then it'll automatically go a little faster.
Oh, okay.
And then you play it again, and it goes a little bit faster.
And this is recording it, too? Can you record your songs?
I don't think you can go back and just listen to any recording. When you're done playing, it's automatically like playing what you just played.
Okay, but you can't store that?
I don't think you can store it.
To me, the biggest thing for learning guitar when I did it was obviously the four-track, one of the eight-track or whatever, and now it's computer. But you, in order to be, if you really want to do like become an artist in that way, you've got to listen to what you did.
Right.
And then you kind of like hem and haw over it, and you kind of change things. So I would hope that would have that additional feature at some point.
I haven't seen it, but the menus are kind of a mess. But one of the things they do is, so after you finish playing a song through the campaign and you're back at the menu, it's going back through a replay of what you just did.
Yeah. So it's storing it somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least temporarily, at least for a second.
You're like, I played the guitar well.
Yeah.
Listen.
So, but what I love about it is all the sounds come directly from your guitar. They're not just cueing off like, yes, you hit that string right. It's basically like a fake digital amp. And there's even a mode where it's just amp mode. And as you play, you unlock all these effects and pedals, and you can just set all this stuff and just rock out with your TV or entertainment center as your amp.
Part of me is still like, I think that's really super cool, especially if it turns kids on to learn an actual instrument. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Then the other part of me is like, well, just play guitar, dude. It's
but
like,
you have to learn.
But it's
you
like
know,
a
like,
lesson, yeah.
I know,
it's
I know.
Like,
yeah,
that's what I'm saying. This is not really a very good game, but as a lesson, it's really... It gets you playing and keep.
I could see it as
going.
Being a really good supplement to like actual lessons too, like to kind of keep it fresh.
Yeah. I guess because I mean, a lot of times you the greatest songs and the greatest things that come out of you aren't something you learned, you know, and it's just messing around with stuff.
Right.
And so if
not everybody learns that way though.
Well, I guess maybe that's...
No, he says yeah they do.
No, yeah, actually, yeah,
like,
no, you're
no,
right.
I do.
Actually, everybody learns that way. No, but I mean, you know, a
like,
song comes out of
you're not going to learn the shape of an E chord is just tool
right, no,
around.
Learn
that,
the
right.
basics with this. That's great. I'm just saying, after you're done there, move on and just get, like you said, go into that free mode or whatever, and just mess around a bit because that's where inspiration comes from.
How much did the cord cost to connect it to the PC?
I got the 360 version.
Right.
And I got it as a gift, so I don't remember. But it was like $60. It wasn't like extra more expensive than a regular game.
I wonder if you can buy that cable separately.
You can. Now that there's a PC version of it, you can go to the site and go, I'm getting the PC version.
Yeah.
And they sell it under Steam, and there's a big warning that says you also need this cable. Mm. Go here, buy the cable, and it's like, oh, it's $20 or
something. That's more interesting to me. Like, Mavis Beacon teaches riffs is awesome. But
that's
like,
what it is, really.
Yeah, which is great. Like, I think every man who went to college at some point picked up an acoustic guitar and was like, I'm going to learn to play this.
I know.
Because I have a party
the
on Saturday.
The chicks are going to love me.
I'm so boring. I need something. But like,
they like good acoustic guitar, by the way. They don't like bad acoustic.
It has to be. That's the thing.
Bang, bang, bang,
is everyone starts off terrible, and then you're like, well, no one likes this. I'm just going to put this away. And not that I would know anything
comfort,
about that.
You can play Lenny Kravitz songs in the comfort of your own home or whatever.
But that's great. Super neat. And I can't wait to see what maybe we'll see some mods or like homebrew programs or other things that use that.
Yeah,
I don't know if there will be.
Is there any Nirvana on it or Nirvana?
There's a Nirvana song or two, and there's some song packs and DLC and stuff like they always do. Yeah,
nice. Cool. What can you play for us?
I know. Yeah, now you have to play.
You didn't get a sample.
Come back to me in a few months, maybe.
Oh,
yeah. All right. I'm terrible.
Okay. Well, we're gonna hold you to that. We'll put it on the podcast.
You're on the hook. Yeah.
It'll be one of those soundboard buttons.
Okay.
I think that's going to do it for today.
Yeah, please.
Because it's really warm in here. We have the warmest podcast room in the world.
No, all podcast rooms are
really?
Like this.
Yeah. Seems really
Although it seems worse today than usual, which is saying something because it's bad.
Yeah, it's bad. We want to thank Veronica Beaumont for being on the show.
Thank you for having me. It was great.
And check out Sword and Laser.
And Factor Fiction.
Fictional. Mm-hmm.
That's Factor
it's
Fictional
not
is what I said.
Correct.
That's what I meant. Check those out. And in version 3. Everywhere.
All the things.
On the internet.
Yeah.
All the things. And your Twitter?
@Veronica.
@Veronica.
Yep.
And Carlos?
Oh, wow. Thanks.
Yeah, see, I'm doing it this time.
I know. You're doing it. It's weird.
Carlos, where can we find you?
Well, I'm also on the internet.
Yeah.
If you Google Carlos Rodella, you'll find me. Also, @Onawa on Twitter. Onawa.
Right.
Alex Warrow?
I'm really boring. I'm @AWAW.
So you're not allowed to say that anymore because you say it every podcast.
I'm fantastic. Follow me for all your needs about crab fishing and dog walking.
And old souling.
Old
man stuff. Yep.
Yeah.
And making wine.
Cocktails. And making wine.
Yeah. Oh, you make wine?
See?
We just started fermenting our second batch.
Oh, that's great.
See how
that's a positive.
That's very interesting to me.
Follow him on Twitter, AWAWRO.
It's a hoot.
Yep.
And Jason Cross is Jason Cross
00. 00, yeah. And you can mail us.
Oh, and we're letterpress friends now.
We are.
Yeah.
We're Game Center friends. We need to letterpress it.
You know what? Okay. We should be letterpress friends, and then we can like both suck together.
Okay.
All right.
Maybe
be like
one
a
of us will win.
Competition in mediocrity.
It'll be like, cat, I got pot.
That
food,
would be,
pie.
That'd be a great way to play is like, all right, like house rule, 4-letter word max.
Yeah.
That'd be really fun. They need to add a chat function.
Yes, they need to add chat.
Or you can just call that the Carlos Veronica rule because
and like timers.
I'm speaking for you, but I'm
move timers. They need to make move timers. Mm-hmm. Anyways, all that stuff.
I did buy it, by the way, to get the different themes.
Me
and
too.
The word list, helpful. You can go to word list. You guys know that?
What? No, what?
Yes, as
what?
You're playing.
If you pay your 99 cent upgrade,
did.
Then the little upper corner has a words played.
Oh, yeah. That's not unlocked in the free version?
No.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's helpful. I still lost.
And you can play multiple games at once. That's the real reason.
That is the key to my success. Yeah. That's my excuse now.
All right. So also we have an email. It's entertainment@techhive.com.
That's right.
Send us emails and whatever you want to do there.
And if you're watching this on the web where there's a video, you will see that there's a room here, you know.
Oh, yeah. We got to put stuff on the walls. So
we need to put stuff on the walls.
You should send us stuff for that.
Send us stuff. Email us and say, I would like you to put this on the wall, and we will do that.
Yeah.
And then it will be on the video.
Or like send us a JPEG, and we'll print it out. It'll be all like weird looking, but we'll put it on
and
the wall.
And if you have a funky thing, then we'll tell you where to send it and do that.
If you have a funky thing.
Send us like an animal
skull. Email.
Send us like a something we can mount up here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What, like a lion head or something?
Like a lion
head. Like a jackalope.
Yeah.
That'd be great. Yeah.
Are they going to mail it to us?
Jackalope.
Yeah, sure.
We don't have, do we have, going to give our address out?
Somebody, not on the air, somebody can email us.
All right,
we'll
figure it out.
Yes.
Okay, that's it for the show. Bye. Hit the button.
Goodbye.